Welcome to Credit Matters newsletter for March 2020. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? Despite the many issues which prevented the February newsletter appearing, a number of developments have taken place at Credit Matters. First, we have a new tagline to better reflect what we do. Credit Matters, your cash flow defence from cash flow robbers. We also wrote a blog to explain what our focus was. Eliminating profit robbers naturally increases the dollars in your bank account. Our feature, Anatomy of a Recession, and the Preferential Payment Calculator are now in our members area, which is free to join. The reason for this action was that I suspect it is too late for many businesses to adequately protect themselves from the next recession. Of course, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, as they say. Therefore, if you wish to try to take proactive steps to avoid the worst of the recession, which I suggest is essential and may allow your business to survive, you can still access and download a copy of the feature via our free members area. I have deliberately only attached 3 brochures this month, as everybody is distracted by the COVID-19 virus and trying to stay alive physically and commercially. In addition, with the collapse of the share market, the panic buying, and the attempts by governments to stop the inevitable, people will be struggling to make sense of it all for some weeks into the future. The first brochure is from Barry Urquhart, and the second and third are from the Bank Doctor. These brochures are focused on the real world of business and staying sensible as those around you panic. Quote of the month: I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Spoken by Lieutenant Colonel Bill Kilgore in the film Apocalypse Now. Monthly business observation: the thing about fraudsters is that they never let an opportunity pass by to earn a dollar. In their view, there is nothing like a good crisis or someone looking for love or a new opportunity like the birth of cryptocurrency to make money. We have already seen the scams taking advantage of the latest bushfires, just like they did after the Black Saturday bushfires. We've also already seen scams associated with the COVID-19 virus. Fraud is a fraudster's business, and many are really good at it. At this point in time, the fraudsters are loving the smell of their version of napalm in the morning. As lately, the opportunities never seem to stop occurring. For fraudsters, making money from all of today's opportunities has its own unique sensory pleasure. The truth is, frauds and scams work when people are distracted by a lack of family finances and other issues, are gamblers or drug takers desperate for the next fix, or want something so badly they become susceptible to the fraudster's advances. In business, we see these same situations can add to the list of factors affecting the business environment when business owners and managers are desperate for sales, cash flow, or success. As a result, they may become distracted and compromise on their business disciplines, ethics, and common sense. It is not unusual, therefore, for them to encourage their salespeople and purchase employees to tell lies, to take shortcuts in the processes, all for the good of the company. There is a well-known saying from the field of criminology which says, people steal in the good times because they can, and steal in the bad times because they need to survive. The problem we have today is the perfect storm where fraudsters steal because they can, thanks to lax business operations and disenfranchised employees. Plus, as always, they steal to survive. No wonder fraudsters wake up every morning at the moment of their equivalent of loving the smell of their version of napalm in the morning. It is a thought well worth thinking about as management teams review their current business operations. Monthly business conundrum. All too often you hear of senior management complaining on the lack of commitment of their employees. When you look at the employment conditions of their employees, however, you come to realise that management deserves the employees they have working for them. When management employs the cheapest quality employee and under dictatorship-style rules of employment, they shouldn't be surprised when the employees are not engaged in the welfare of the business. They just keep their heads down and do what they are told. Furthermore, in such environments, there are two other situations which discourage employees from doing the right thing and engaging with management. The first is where any suggestions to improve processes are treated with paternal and/or discouraging comments. The second is in tough economic times, where these same employees are afraid to leave the business because they may not get another job. In tough economic times and the new rules of engagement forced on business by legislators and the general community today, the last thing a business needs are disenfranchised or brain-dead employees. From another perspective, I haven't even mentioned the destructive damage that these employees can do if they eventually decide to turn their brains on at work. That is a story for another occasion. Business red flags. Despite all the advances in technology with AI and the use of big data, there are times when you cannot go past the effectiveness of the human tummy test. This tummy test is especially valuable when evaluating new applications for credit, reviewing existing accounts, or when interacting with business people. One day it might be possible for technology to be a standard that equates to the human tummy test, but that is in the far distant future for the two main reasons. The first is the amount of data required to bring technology to this standard, and second, the cost. As we regularly see today, protecting a business's cash flow is still often well down the list of priorities for anyone in management. Management's usually focus is on the cheapest possible upfront costs and not on effectiveness. Even when the technology is perfected to a satisfactory level, the data input by people can be manipulated to achieve desired outcomes. We also know from reviews of earlier technology, a system could modify criteria to achieve different results than intended. On review of bad debts by at least one of Australia's major banks in the 1990s, found their systems had modified lending criteria, which had in turn resulted in a higher level of bad debts. In addition, from the earliest development of AI technology, a number of projects have had to be shut down because the technology took over the human instructions. This ability for machines to take over human control has also been depicted in several movies to date. At the end of the day, technology can reach a decision on whether to lend or not very quickly. In the meantime, it will take a human to understand the nuances of every application where things don't look right. However, your human reviewer will need to be employed under the right terms of employment, including the authority to make perceived adverse decisions and for those decisions to be respected. Word of the month. Is the spelling sanitizer, I-Z-E, or sanitizer, I-S-E? The main time I tend to use hand sanitizer, I-S-E, or is that hand sanitizer, I-Z-E, is when I'm on a cruise or before I eat. I've also used it when visiting people in a hospital or an aged care facility. It makes sense. However, now with COVID-19, all that has changed and now it becomes part of your regular routine. The question then is the Australian spelling with the S or the Z? A check of Google for sites ending in .au for the words sanitizer, I-S-E, and sanitizer, I-Z-E, returns 1.19 million results for the S spelling and 464,000 for the Z spelling. A check of the Australian Oxford Dictionary and the Macquarie Dictionary for the words sanitize, I-S-E, and sanitize, I-Z-E, gives us sanitize with the S as the primary spelling and sanitize with the Z as a secondary spelling. In Australia, the preferred spelling uses the S for the word sanitizer in its various forms. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.